Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tan G Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tan G. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tan G, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tan G, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tan G.
Hey, welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles. A show that's designed to get you from where you are to where you want to be. A show that's power-packed with people that are doing phenomenal things in the marketplace. And they come by here to show us how they did it. And hey, give us some inspiration and motivation as well. I have the privilege of having a co-host today who is just a phenomenal person, and you'll get to hear all of her good things that she's doing. And man, this woman has been featured in Forbes and oh my God, what shows have you not been on? None other than Miss Elizabeth Pearson. And guess what? After the principal, we're going to delve into how she got here, what she's doing here, and how can we do what we're supposed to do in the marketplace. Now, this is the second part of the four-part series on authority. And with authority, okay, comes a lot of responsibility. And we talked about that last week just a little bit. But I want to bring in about three factors that I think it's going to be really important, and it's going to help you to kind of uncover that which you already possess, all right? Now, three factors. When you operate in authority, I want you to be mindful of being confident. Now, confidence is not arrogance. It's knowing that you have a right to do what you're supposed to be doing, and then you're going to exercise that right in the spirit of excellence. The second factor that I want you to pay attention to is knowledge. Now, just because you're operating in authority does not give you the right to, as we say in Mississippi, fake it till you make it. No, 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 no. You must be mindful of the skill set that comes with it. Get the knowledge base of what you're operating in. And then the third factor that I really, really like is compassion. Knowing that I can walk in another person's shoes, okay, empathy, but I can be considerate. I can be kind, I can be loving as I operate in authority. And you'll see that, as my mama would say, honey, you can attract more flies with honey than with buttermilk. The old adage. But I honestly want you to just kind of be mindful that authority does come with responsibilities. And with that responsibilities, again, you're not to be hard-hearted, but you are to operate in the spirit of excellence. And don't forget, we further discuss things like this on the Talk to Tan G, which is Mondays on Facebook Live at 5 o'clock. Yep, I know I've been missing in action, but I apologize and I can and will do better. Again, I don't want to bore you to tears with all of the semantics of why. Just know that I have put myself in timeout and I am going to do better, because your getting to where you're supposed to be is the quickest way that I can get to where I'm supposed to be, and I can live my purpose. And I'm living this purpose because of you. All right? Okay. Now, when someone takes it upon themselves to begin to live, and not only just live, but begin to encourage and motivate and inspire other women to, hey, get out of your head and do what you're supposed to be doing. That's none other than a genius. And we have a genius in our studio, and I'm already in love with this woman and everything that she represents, Miss Elizabeth Pearson.
Oh, my goodness. That is by far the best introduction I've ever gotten, Dr. Tanji. Well, and so you know what? I will take it. I don't know. It feels, even as women, right? It feels uncomfortable when people give you accolades.
Why?
Or you know what? I think we're all still collectively trying to figure that out and become a little bit more comfortable with it. But I feel blessed to be on your show today.
Thank you.
Those of you who are listening, Dr. Preps before starting to talk by saying, I want this to help somebody who needs it today. And that is my intention as well. And I love that about you.
Thank you.
I'm happy to dive in and share whatever I possibly can to hopefully make somebody's day a little bit brighter
or them
feel a little bit more empowered.
Absolutely. And I know they are. I know they will be.
Good.
Because again,
me too.
She walks through the door and I'm looking at this woman like, oh, wow.
I had the exact same reaction, girl. I was like, ooh, this is going to be fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. How did you get here from Coca-Cola to Amazon and all the brands in between?
Yeah, so I graduated college and, like many other people, was really influenced by my environment and what people told me I would be good at.
Mm.
And people told me that I would be good at sales.
Yeah.
And so I kind of defaulted into this sales career, which was really wonderful. And I bless it and have gratitude for it because it brought me where I am now. But the majority of my day was trying to persuade people to believe what I wanted them to believe. And it was usually around these wonderful products like Vitamin Water and Smart Water and Pirate's Booty and all this good stuff. It wasn't like I was selling bad brands. They were incredible brands with incredible visionaries guiding those brands. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, if you're a seeker like we are, you are always longing for that deeper point of purpose. You want to be close to that touchstone of why am I here? What will bring me into further inner alignment with my non-physical form? And at the end of the day, I just wasn't feeling it anymore. And the money and the ego boost that I was getting from this career all of a sudden just wasn't enough to distract me from what I really needed to be doing. And then I have these wonderful little beings who chose me to be their mother, these two little girls, Delilah and Vivian. And, you know, I'm looking at them telling them, do whatever you want. You know, you can be the next Beyonce or, you know, the next J.K. Rowling. And then here I am schlepping to my sales job. And so I knew that they were the final catalyst that was going to push me out of my comfort zone of this status and everything that I had created and basically start over.
Wow.
And it was starting from, as you know, walking away from your medical practice.
Yeah.
You start at ground zero. But if you have a wonderful support system, and I know that you have a wonderful man because he's out there sitting there in the lobby waiting to take our picture after this. I have an amazing man at home as well.
Wonderful.
Anybody who has a partner or just a really good girlfriend or a support network, I urge you to lean on them if you really trust them, because they will be that safety net when you start walking that tightrope into your new life. They will be there to catch you on those days that are really low.
Absolutely. And we have those low days, don't we?
Oh, yes.
Aye, aye, aye.
I've been having some this week.
Oh, me too. This month.
There you go.
But you show up.
Yes.
And it's not that we're pretending. It's just we're living our lives from the inside out.
Right.
So that's what we do. That's
right.
All we know how to do in spite of what we're looking at, right?
Yeah.
You said something, starting over, and I have a lot of people oftentimes will ask, oh my God, starting over, what does that look like when I've got the rent due and I've got the baby need Pampers and my car need gas, and talk about a car, they just repossessed it.
Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah.
So how do you tell someone, start over?
Well, I think that you have to be financially responsible, right?
Mm.
So I think you need to plan your escape.
I
started planning my escape financially 5 years prior to actually exiting. So this was a plan that I had talked about with my spouse, and I had said, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur in some sense. And that was the beauty of working for these incredible brands, was that I had such vision. I never thought the product would be me, but I knew I was not comfortable having somebody else just determine my value, okay. my wealth, okay. right? So there was always that kind of on my shoulders thing, mm-hmm. you know, you got to get out. And anybody who's listening, I ask clients all the time, do you think you have an entrepreneurial spirit? Mm-hmm. And it's pretty black or white. You either do or you don't.
Absolutely.
It's either, yes, I've always wanted to do that, yep. or I want nothing to do with that. Right. I just want to live for the weekends kind mm-hmm. of a thing. Mm-hmm. And that's totally fine too.
Right.
But if you do have that little voice saying that, you know, maybe there is something there,
yeah.
then you start planning your exit strategy. So we had started saving money.
Okay.
Any bonuses I got from my job, we would just tuck away.
Okay.
So that financially, we had the ability for me to go a couple years if need be,
gotcha.
Without a salary.
Okay.
But then the beauty in that is mm-hmm. that once you really align with what you're supposed to do,
right.
you're usually pretty good at it.
Yeah.
And then the money flows to you
it does.
Anyway, and you don't really even need the reserve.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to not lose your mind and uh-huh. freak out about, am right. I going to lose? Yeah.
Right.
What, can I pay my mortgage? Can
right.
I pay my kids' tuition?
Right.
Then you need to just exercise patience and start building your plan before you're ready to walk out. Don't just like throw deuces and bounce out of your job.
Okay.
That's not
okay.
going to get you anywhere good,
okay.
except in total survival mentality.
Right.
Right. So start with identify what your goal is and then take baby steps to get there.
Okay. Okay. You've coined, I'll say coined because when I was reading the ability to have someone unstuck.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Would you please expound upon that? Because I oftentimes will run across people who really are stuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's, they know that it's something that they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And they don't want to wait. They don't want to plan. They just want to do it now.
Yeah.
And, but they're stuck.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So when you're feeling stuck, I always tell people, when you're feeling stuck, it's really a choice. And a lot of people don't want to hear that. But as we are both students of Dr. Wayne Dyer, we know that he always taught us that anytime we feel stuck, it's a mindset and mm-hmm. we're choosing to be held in that place.
Okay.
So the first step is to stop saying that you're stuck because you're actually not. You're making a choice. It's like every day you make a choice to either have a great day
Excellent.
Or not a good day.
Right.
And whatever your expectation is what will happen,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
So if we say we're stuck and we repeat that to ourselves, we're subtly brainwashing ourselves over and over again to stay in this place of powerlessness. So I really define being stuck as feeling powerless, right?
Wow.
When you feel trapped by your
yeah.
past decisions.
Yeah.
So when I work with clients, the first thing we do is we change literally what's coming out of your mouth.
I love it.
You can't feed yourself a diet of
mm-hmm.
lies
mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden think that one day you're going to wake up and have a different belief system.
Right.
So even if you think becoming the next fashion house in mm-hmm. Milan or whatever, you might tell yourself, well, that's a lie.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you're also telling yourself other lies too, right? So we can either choose empowering lies, quote unquote lies, or we can keep telling ourselves the same BS
okay.
that we know is a lie, is that you're unworthy, that you don't deserve it, that you're unlovable, or that you'll never be accepted. Those are all lies too.
They are.
So pick a different lie.
Oh,
so we start, it's all what's going on between your ears. It is. That is where the power is. And it doesn't mean that you don't have valleys.
For
like
sure.
as we're talking
mm-hmm.
about how sometimes those weeks really knock you on your behind
mm-hmm.
or something happens.
Yeah.
And you will get, quote unquote, that stuck feeling will
For
come
sure.
back.
For sure.
It's how long do you marinate in that before you decide, I'm going to make a mental shift that I'm not stuck anymore and that I am in control. I am a creator,
okay.
and I'm going to take the first step by doing X, Y, or Z tomorrow.
Okay. I like that. Matter of fact, it falls in line with the principles that we teach on the show. The kingdom principles, just straight out of the Bible. Seriously.
Love it.
They're kingdom principles.
Yeah.
When someone says, Elizabeth, that, well, I'm just going to wait on God because God knows and I'm just going to wait. I've had that happen.
Yeah.
And I dare not say it on the air.
Right.
What I've had said in times past because I put this mouth on
yeah.
a fast.
Yeah.
What do you say to someone who says, but I'm just waiting on God? You're a spiritual seeker.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to wait on God.
Yeah. Well, I think that the act of surrender right? Which is basically what they're doing when they say that. They're Absolutely. Surrendering it to a higher power.
Yes.
Is 100% critical towards manifesting whatever you want. But at the same time, if you're not taking active steps towards your goal, you will never have the confidence to truly believe that it will come to you. So see how it's kind of a catch-22?
Absolutely.
You can throw your hands up for the how, right? I don't know how this is going to happen, but I have a belief it will happen.
Right.
You don't have to know the how, but what you do need to decide is, okay, I know though that sitting and watching Netflix for another hour is not going to get me closer to my goal.
Right.
So I'll do what I'm capable of doing right now. And I will let God or the universe or the higher power figure out some of the big things that I can't comprehend getting from point B to point C.
Right.
But I can get from A to B.
Right.
So you do have to take some action. But it's really just to build your confidence. Once you have more confidence, that belief will actually be something that is unwavering. And then, you know, once you got the belief down, it starts manifesting.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. And we've had a series last month on faith, belief. Mm. And it was, for me, it was really powerful because it was like preaching to the choir. But it plays such a role. For me, that is the, that's my foundation.
Yes.
My foundation is I got to believe.
Yeah.
But then I've got to do.
Right.
Absolutely. So responsibility comes into play.
100%.
Ah.
And not only that, when you start taking action, you never know the ripple effect that that will have to inspire others.
Others,
right?
Absolutely.
So that's the thing. Even if you have to make it about helping others, if you don't want to help yourself, then lean into that and say, you know what? I'm going to do that. Some days I feel like that too. If sometimes I get compassion exhaustion, right? I hear clients all day and I love these women. But when you have 6 or 8 hours of calls with people coming to you with problems, sometimes at the end of the day, it's like, I've got my own problems.
For sure.
Right? But I also know that I need to keep going because sending happier women out into the world are going to be nicer to their children.
Absolutely.
It's going to help their marriage. And then I know that I'm modeling for my daughters what I want for them. And that is to have some sort of piece of their life that is centered around service, right? It's serving others.
Serving others.
If you can't turn off the Netflix and take the first step for yourself, try making it your why that you never know where that ripple effect will stop, that wonderful vibrational energy that you're sending out to the world. To your point, when you start the show and you say, I hope this helps somebody who really needs it today. Now, you're not doing this show for you. You're doing this show for everybody else.
Absolutely.
And that is a very powerful why.
Ah, thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Because I've learned over the course of many, many years that if you're doing it for yourself, it just does not work.
You'll give up.
Oh, absolutely.
When it gets hard, you'll be done.
You better
Same thing.
That.
If you're doing it for money, when it gets hard, you'll be done.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. Now I see why.
Yeah.
You are where you are and you're doing what you do because you
Thank
really
you.
Do.
You got those wonderful Tina Turner arms and they got some goosebumps on them. They're good.
Wow. So 15 years in the business of building brands and selling and doing what you do. And then one day you say, what?
I'm done.
Huh.
I'm done making rich people richer.
Oh, get out of here.
I am. I was done. And I was done. And I say that with nothing but love and gratitude for these people who gave me opportunities. But at the end of the day, I was still a part, I was helping somebody else build their dream. And that's fine if you don't have dreams of your own.
Right.
But I had dreams of my own.
Oh, absolutely.
So I knew that the longer I really betrayed myself, I stopped connecting with the voice in me that knew better. And I kept ignoring her and saying, oh, I'll wait another year. Well, what if I don't make money? Well, we just, because we were in Chicago and we moved here.
Okay.
Well, that's a bit of a difference in cost of living.
Oh, absolutely.
So we had just done that too, bought a beautiful house out here, but we left our support system. All my friends, my best friend was my neighbor. She was gone. I was out here. And then I decided I wasn't going to do it anymore. It was just like, you know, I was just sick of being a fraud. I felt like a fraud.
Wow.
and looking at my daughters every night and trying to fake it that I liked what I was doing was really starting to degrade myself.
Okay.
So at that point, it was like a put up or shut up kind of a moment.
I love it.
It was like, you're either going to do it or you're going to sit here. And you, I knew darn well that at the end of my life, I would have regret if I didn't do it.
Absolutely.
Jeff Bezos says that his purpose in life is to mitigate potential for future regret.
Hmm.
So if you have an idea or something that you've always wanted to do,
okay,
and you keep ignoring it and pushing it to the side, mm-hmm, you have to ask yourself, is this something that I might have a regret about when I'm on my deathbed someday?
Right.
And if the answer is yes, then you kind of have to do it.
You better believe it. I've heard Dr. Miles Monroe say that herein lies a person who was supposed to have written a book, who was supposed to have scored a film, who was supposed to have built that business, and now all of what he or she was supposed to have done are standing around the deathbed, and they're asking the question, why didn't you write me?
Wow.
Why are you allowing me to go to the grave with you? And that scared, excuse me, the hell out of me. And I started living. I literally started living then. It wasn't the being cancer free. I'm 27
wow,
years now being cancer free. Thank you, ma'am. Yeah. Glory be to God.
Yes.
But it was, oh my God, that fraud that you talked about. I know exactly. Mm-hmm. I've been there. And there are times when I still, okay, have those ebbs and flows of what are you doing?
Oh yeah.
What
I do
are you
too.
Doing?
Like, are you crazy? Just go back to that good check and go back to this and go back to just numbing out on conference calls because I didn't care. You know,
right,
that's the thing is that when you're doing something you're passionate about,
yeah,
the downside is you care a lot.
Yeah.
And so when you do get in a position where you're having a bad day or
right,
a bad month or somebody's hurting and you can't help them,
right,
it really affects you. And it's not so much, I always call it like my raincoat. I could put on my raincoat at work, and if somebody wanted to shower their junk down on me that day because they were in a bad mood, it rolled off, you know? But now, when you're aligned with what you're supposed to be doing, when you care, it can knock you out of balance.
Right. Absolutely.
So it's really, it's having that awareness, though, that you're going to have those and that every breakdown is a potential for a breakthrough.
Yeah.
You can keep telling yourself that over and over and over again those nights when you're crying and saying, gosh, what did I do?
Uh-huh.
This is the dumbest mistake I ever made.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you know that on the other side of that, there has to be just law of attraction and everything. There has to be an upside.
Absolutely.
And if we can be in those moments and actually bless those moments because we know something so good is around the bend.
Oh, honey.
Then you can get through them quicker.
Oh, you're
right?
Stepping on my toes,
yeah,
lady. Amen. I needed that.
Good.
I needed that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so very much because oftentimes I'm compartmentalizing things.
Yeah.
And I have a way of saying, oh, but that doesn't, you know, oh, it's okay. You know, it'll pass. But I never thought to say, you know what? I'll just bless this moment here. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for this.
Absolutely.
Thank you for last night. My husband was out of town. My kids lost their minds, and which then triggered me to just, you know, I usually keep it pretty under wraps. And I really lost it on them.
Okay.
And it was to the point too. There wasn't like any beating or anything, but there was there was a couple of like, the neighbors were probably like, who's over there yelling? And it was me. But then afterwards, I was tucking them into bed and feeling terrible, right, for kind of losing it.
Absolutely.
And I started crying next to my four-year-old. And I was laying next to her, and she started rubbing my back because I was face down. And she just had this wonderful smile on her face. And she bounced back like that, right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know what? Maybe this emotion needed to come out. I'm bummed that it came out in the way it did. But if you can immediately forgive and release and bless what happened as another learning, right, to move on, then you can move through it much quicker. Because I had been frustrated with them since last week, and I was trying to keep a lid on it.
For sure.
Last night it blew.
Yeah.
And this morning we woke up and everything was so much better.
I love it.
Because it was released.
It was released.
Instead of if you're doubtful that the choice that you made is the wrong choice, and mm-hmm. it's just kind of buffering in your brain over mm-hmm. and over again, mm-hmm. and then comes in any window that it sees an opportune time, oh, now I'm going to come back with some of that self-doubt. If you can just sit in it and acknowledge it and feel it, and then release it, it will pass versus trying to keep a lid on it.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. You speak a lot about manifestation.
Yeah.
Ah. Three pointers that you would share with us on how to manifest.
Well, I think first you have to get really clear on what you want. It's amazing how many women that I work with, and when in our first conversation I say, what's the big dream? Mm. What do you want for yourself? And it's crickets. They don't know yeah. because we're so busy and distracted that we don't even take the time to figure out what the heck it is we do want. We Absolutely. Just know we want something better.
Right.
But if you walk up to Starbucks and you say, I want something good, mm-hmm. they're going to look at you like you have two heads
oh,
and say,
for sure.
What do you want? And not only that, what size and what blend and yep, all this stuff. Yep. So you better get real clear on what you want. Otherwise, that. The universe is like the barista. Huh. She can't make it for you
right.
unless you know every little detail possible.
Hmm.
So I tell people to sit down, and I actually provide clients with a life visioning exercise.
Okay.
So they're forced to sit down with a pen and paper mm-hmm. and write out exactly what they want. What do you want to make a month? If you want to make $100,000 a month, then we need to look at what percentage of the revenue of your company is that?
Okay.
And then what are your bills? What are your sunk monthly costs? Things like
okay.
this.
Okay.
So you kind of got to get into it.
Right.
Right? Or if you want to be able to travel more, mm-hmm. what does that look like? Where do you want to go? How much does a first class plane ticket to Paris cost?
Absolutely.
What's the rate of that hotel? So once you get really clear and you focus on that, mm-hmm. you've essentially placed your order. Right?
I love it.
Then the next step is having that deep belief
yeah.
that it's on its way to you and that you deserve it. This is a big piece. People can think, well, I said it, but I don't mm-hmm. know if that stuff really mm-hmm. works.
They waver.
I don't know if
yeah.
you can really
yeah.
manifest stuff,
yeah.
but you know what? She told me to write it down, so I wrote it down.
Right.
Here's the thing, man. If you are kind of flip-flopping on mm-hmm. whether you believe it or not,
right.
it's like the car starts coming your way and then does a U-turn. You're putting this mm-hmm. manifestation into a cul-de-sac that's
uh-huh.
it's never really going to find you, because every time you doubt, you break that vibrational energy of that being attracted to you.
Okay.
So you have to believe you deserve it. And that's harder than you would think for a
sure.
lot of people.
Absolutely.
And then the third piece is letting go.
Letting go.
Letting go, letting God. Let somebody else figure out how to get it to you.
Okay.
I'm
going to
stay open. And I'm going to follow any little breadcrumb that comes my way
mm-hmm.
that might lead me towards the thing that I want.
Ah.
But it's easier than you think. Everybody thinks everything has to be a grind and a
For
hustle
sure.
and hard,
yeah.
and it
yeah.
doesn't.
Expound upon that, because I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
I got to hustle. I got to hustle.
Right.
And I'm thinking, oh, my God, but aren't you tired?
Yeah, girl, everybody's tired.
Aren't you tired of hustling? When does it become your reality that, you know what, I deserve it.
Yeah.
This is mine.
I think when you get out of that, if you can pull yourself out of that survival mindset that
uh-huh.
tells you, I got to hustle and I got to grind and I got to compete. Because essentially when you're talking about hustling,
mm-hmm.
it really is putting yourself in competition.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's with yourself.
Right.
You're still not seeing the oneness of all of us, right? As we were
yeah.
talking to before we came on
Absolutely.
The air, we were talking about this, about how we're all like waves in a big ocean. We're
That's
all
it.
Connected.
Absolutely.
And you never know who's going to be that person who's going to help you or that you can help.
Right.
But if you really trust that
mm-hmm.
and you put yourself out there,
mm-hmm.
things can flow to you.
You better believe it.
I think once, when you get in that survival mindset
uh-huh.
of I got to grind and hustle and battle for what's mine,
mm-hmm.
you actually really cut yourself off.
I love that.
From what's destined for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There are five questions that I ask.
Great.
Okay.
Excited. Lay them on me.
Who are you? Where are you from? What can you do? What's your ability?
Okay.
What's your destiny?
Oh.
Are you doing it?
Those are really good questions.
Yeah, yeah. You want to take a jab?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who am I?
Yes.
I feel like I am like everyone, I would think that this is how I would answer for everyone too, is that I am a piece of this universal source energy that is everyone else who thought this would be a really fun time to manifest in a body and have some experiences.
Okay.
That's the way I see it. Okay. It's just this energy that cannot be created or broken.
Mm-hmm.
The second part, I'm trying to remember. I feel like it's like at the wedding when they tell you to recite the vows and then you forget them.
Mm-hmm.
What was the second
Where
question?
Where are you from?
God,
not
I don't
your
know.
Birthplace, not your, and,
yeah.
it's, and it, there's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. But these are just questions that, for me, I had to answer those questions.
Yeah.
And it took me about 6 months. And I kept writing because I thought that is who I was and that is where I'm from.
Yeah.
And I discovered that, no, I was so far from it.
I have no idea where I'm from.
Okay.
And I love that.
Okay.
Because I do feel like we're all this piece of source energy that has no beginning and no end. And I think we all chose to manifest geographically where we are to be with our tribe or whatever.
Okay.
But where I'm from, I have no clue, and I love it that way.
Okay, very good. What are your abilities?
I think my ability, my biggest strength and ability is to take any personality and find a point of connection to that person.
I love that.
Because if we all are this oneness, then we see ourselves in everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's just a reflection of a piece of you.
Absolutely. Okay. And what is your purpose?
I think that, well, this might kind of be rocking the boat. I don't think anybody has a purpose other than to be here and have fun and do what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
I think my purpose is to be happy because when I'm happy and doing things that make me happy, that vibrates out to everyone else.
Okay. And your destination. What is your destiny?
My destiny, I think, is to hopefully, even if it's just from somebody listening to the show or reading something that I've written, be a little bright spot in somebody else's day, even if it's for a minute, to get them to think that maybe there's different opportunities for them than what they told themselves that were open to them, right?
Absolutely.
Just to start dreaming a little bit again, like we did when we were kids.
Oh, my God. I love when you said that 22-year-old, wide-eyed, you know, we thought we should just
ready to take on the world.
What happened to her?
Oh. That's the 22-year-old self.
Yeah.
I feel like was the one who, you know, was still, she was starting to feel the pressures from cultural or what your family tells you you should do or this or that. But at the end of the day, she still thought, well, why not me?
Right.
Why can't I be really wealthy if that's what I want?
Right.
Why can't I live in Europe if I want? Why can't I be single and happy? You know what I mean? All of these things. And then I feel like slowly we get further and further away from that source energy. That's why children are so precious, right? They're still so hooked into that outlet of energy. And I feel like when you're 22, it really starts to break because that's when expectations, you go from having this inherent worth of a child, you're beautiful, you're this, you're that. And then if you're lucky enough to get to go to college or you choose that route, you get out of college and then the script is flipped. Oh, well, now prove your worth by making money.
Absolutely.
So all of a sudden it's like, well, I thought I was a child of God and I thought I was a genius and I thought I was this and that.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden you're out on your tail and you got to go make money.
Yeah.
So I want people to hook back in to the person they were right before that change happened.
Oh, wow.
And then dial back into those dreams and chase those dreams.
I can see why you do what you do so very well. And people are calling your
Likewise.
Phone.
I love it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
There's this thing called fear, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And we are forever trying to get out of its way.
Yeah.
What do you tell someone who says, I'm listening to this woman. She's a demonstration of what she's talking. She's just not talking, and you know. But I'm scared.
Yeah.
But I have fear.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? Fear is the new F-bomb.
Uh-huh.
Like, it really is.
Uh-huh.
And what I try to practice and what I really try to instill in clients is to not fear fear.
Mm.
Let it in. Let it sitting the lazy boy right next to you. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, when we fear fear and we run from it, mm-hmm. it expands.
It does.
Right. It'll only get bigger. Right. So a lot of times in the first session with clients, I'll say, they'll tell me about how they're miserable in some area of their life. And I say, okay, so this is what we could do. And they go, yeah, but I'm scared. And I go, but what's the alternative? And they go, well, then I stay here and I stay miserable. And I say, is that acceptable for you? They say, no. And I said, there's your answer. Wow. So if the alternative to fear mm-hmm. and not and being paralyzed by fear is to live your dream, right. or you can stay in this fear mentality, mm-hmm. then it's really a simple answer.
Absolutely.
You have to take action. You have to embrace fear, and you have to kind of open the closet door to see the monster in there, because a lot of times it's not as big as you think. So some will say, what if I walk away from my jobs, as we did? Mm-hmm. And where am I going to get money? And I say, so don't you have faith that you're actually going to be really good at this mm-hmm. thing you want to do? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, and they say, yeah, well, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay the bills. And I say, okay, so let's talk about what that would look like. Let's do worst case scenario.
Okay.
And they're like, yeah, but I don't want to manifest that. And I say, yeah, but we need to talk through it. So you realize absolutely. That it's actually not, you're really safe. Mm-hmm. So worst case scenario, you can't pay your mortgage. Okay. You'll probably get your bank to give you another month or two, right? Mm-hmm. They're not going to like boot you out of the house.
Right.
You could get a loan. You could ask for a loan from parents. You could get investors. Even let's take it another notch. Say you can't do that and you get evicted from your house.
Okay.
Are you going to be on the street under a bridge? They laugh. No, I have family. Okay, mm. So your family would take you in. Maybe you would actually reconnect with them like you hadn't since you were a child.
Wow.
Maybe you would be so happy every day when you come home that you could make dinner for them mm-hmm. as you're living with them.
Right.
Right? All of this stuff, right? So that's people's biggest fear is usually financial.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even failure or judgment.
No.
It's I'm not going to be able to pay my bills.
Yes.
And if we do the process where you prepare mm-hmm. and you save your money before you mm-hmm. do this so that you feel a little bit more secure,
right.
it won't come on as strong. But if you just really kind of face the dragon,
mm-hmm.
the dragon goes away.
I know.
It's not that big of a deal.
Uh-huh.
You'll be okay.
I love it. Yeah. I absolutely Good. Love that. You hear that, right? It's not that big of a deal. I like that.
You're safe.
Yeah.
We live in the safest time in human existence.
Yes, we do.
Somebody will take care of you.
Yeah.
There are shelters. I mean, we're talking doomsday scenario
yeah,
here.
For sure.
You will not
right.
die under a bridge
right.
if you decide to chase your dream.
Right.
It's just highly unlikely.
Right.
But this is what we tell ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
The world will end if uh-huh. I chase my dream.
Oh, absolutely.
It won't.
Absolutely. I was reading that less than 10 or right at 10% of the human population are doing what they feel like they were born to do. And we discussed that that kind of is a travesty because
Huge.
You're doing something. Of course, you know, you're 9 to 5. I get it. But what is it that you really want to do?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so I think that this is so funny, too, because people will come and they'll say, well, I have security with my job,
mm-hmm.
which honestly, whenever you're working for somebody else, you never have job security.
No.
You're
no.
one decision away from
oh,
being
absolutely.
Gone.
Absolutely.
So I say, okay, well, that's a false, mm-hmm. That's a false sense of security. But also, if you are going to a job that you then feel like gives you financial security
mm-hmm.
in order to do what? It's like you're going to your job, which mm-hmm. is the prison, but you have to go to prison to get freedom. See how none of that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
We've
Absolutely.
Created
Absolutely.
This loop uh-huh. of I got to go to work to make money so that I can be free,
right.
but I'm going to hate my job 8 to 10 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how free are you? Because it doesn't sound like you're very free.
No.
So I'd rather make less money and actually be free,
uh-huh.
right? And then the way the universe kind of throws you a curveball is you don't make less money. You actually make way more.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You really are operating in your faith.
Yeah.
And you're putting faith to action and you're doing it. There were some questions that came and
Great.
I kind of jotted them down. Sheila from Mississippi says, how do you know when to walk away from a plan that isn't working?
Mm, that's a really good question, Sheila.
and thank you so much, Sheila, for tuning in to the Dr. Tanji Show.
Yeah, I think that I feel like we always know
yeah.
that 75% non-physical part of you knows
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She has all the answers. Yeah. He has all the answers.
Yeah.
So I think something inside will really tell you that this isn't going to work.
Okay.
And I'm going to just cut my losses and move on. If you really feel an overwhelming sense and you've meditated on it and you've prayed on it and it's still feeling like you might have made a misstep, then I think it's time to change course. But if deep down you're like, I don't know, I just still really feel like this is a good idea and I feel like the odds are stacked against me, but why not me? If you still have any little flame of that in your soul, then you need to keep going.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't give up.
I like that. I like that. Anne from Columbus says, I've prayed. Nothing seems to be working. Now what?
Right. Well, you're saying it isn't working, so it's not going to work.
It's not going to work. So life and death really is in the power of your tongue.
Absolutely.
You can speak life and you can speak death into a situation. Oh, that's a principle.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a mental block, or whoever this is has some sort of mental block, because when you're saying stuff like that, then you are actually in this survival mindset, which will cut you off from your flow, right? Yeah. Whatever's trying to get to you.
Yeah.
So I would say that even if you could practice, even if it's for a week, you say, for the next week, I am really going to check myself if I start doubting that this is going to happen or questioning if I deserve this. And just see how it feels. Because at the end of the day, if your thoughts feel good, that means you're in alignment with who you really are. If your thoughts feel bad and are making you scared and fearful and think negative thoughts, you're out of balance. You are no longer aligned with your true self. So all you have to do is really follow what feels good.
Follow what feels good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it can't be Netflix for three hours on your couch. That's the caveat.
Right. Sarah from Atlanta says, why is it important to forgive?
Oh, my God.
I know,
everything.
Right?
Forgiveness is everything.
Ah.
Forgiveness is, I feel like, it's always an inside job. Because if you're judging somebody else to a place where you think you need to forgive them, it's because you're unable to let yourself off the hook about something. So let's say somebody cheated on you and you're really upset at them and you don't want to let them off the hook and you don't want to forgive. You want to kind of punish them in some way. It's because there is some sort of benefit that you're receiving from punishing them, which is actually punishing yourself because we are all one. So I think you need to really look at why you feel the need to judge. A lot of times people will get an inflated sense of self when they judge somebody else, like, oh, you, am I going to give you my forgiveness? There's this false superiority that comes with it. And then your ego is just feeding on that.
Absolutely.
But the second that you forgive them, right, you release yourself.
Yeah.
So she doesn't want to let herself off the hook for something.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. And I would definitely kind of follow up with saying there's a scripture that says, as we forgive those,
forgive ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
100%.
And this one, oh boy, you ready?
Yes.
Veronica from LA says, is God real?
Well, take a look out your window, Veronica. I'm looking out the window, and I think the fact that there are trees and that there are automobiles that we get to drive around in with, you know, climate control and podcasts. And I mean, this stuff didn't just form on its own.
Okay.
Like, and I get science and all of that.
For sure.
But anybody, especially if they're a parent, anybody who's had a child, the second that you see that child living inside you or birth that child, it's unquestionable that there's a God, right?
Absolutely.
How does all of this work?
Yeah.
Who turns the lights on for souls? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think all you got to do is look outside. It's everywhere.
You know, hearing you say that, it's just, I know he's real. I know he is. I'm an extension of him.
Yeah.
But to hear you say that with all of the vast knowledge that you have, with your being able to go into the marketplace and make a dent in what you've done, but at the end of the day, you're saying, wait a minute.
None of this means anything. None of this means anything, because we are all just little pieces of God, right? We don't know what the answers are, but that's the beauty in it is that we don't have to know what the answers are. We don't have to figure this out. We don't have to try to control anything, much less other people or our government or what's happening. Your only purpose, right, is to be grateful for the opportunity to be manifest at this time and have fun on this beautiful playground that we call Earth for a little while.
Absolutely.
Before it's time to move on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But there's energy in everything.
Oh, you better believe it.
And that's God.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. What is next for you? You give so much of yourself. You labor. You do. What's next?
You know, well, I know I got to practice what I preach. I do have some goals that I do write about. But I really do kind of operate from a place of surrender. So what I do is I align myself with really good people.
Okay.
And I let them give me the advice that I need. Mm-hmm. And then I stay open to opportunities that come my way. One of those has been an opportunity to work on a book. So a book will hopefully come out soon. And I love connecting with other seekers and other soulful people as yourself. So I love doing this kind of stuff. I've done a few different TV shows and things like that. So we don't know, but that's wonderful is that I can take my hands off the wheel and know that somebody will guide me to whatever's supposed to be next.
Oh, honey.
It'll show up when it's supposed to.
It will show up when it's supposed to.
Yeah.
How can people that are watching, that are looking, how can they follow you and get to learn who this Elizabeth is and contact
you? I love to give some motivational content. So people can follow me on Facebook. It's Coach Elizabeth Pearson, and there's a period after each. Same on Instagram, Coach Elizabeth Pearson. And then my website is just elizabethpearson.com, and that's P-E-A-R-S-O-N.
Yeah.
So they can check out stuff there, and that's where I'll link, obviously, this interview and then various other ones. But I just feel like whoever is supposed to hear me or be a client or whatever is divinely guided. So
you better
if they're supposed to find me, they'll find me.
Absolutely. Today is National Kindness Day. Have you heard of that day?
I love it. Shouldn't every day be National Kindness Day?
Something I said too. I'm reading it. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What acts of kindness can we do as part of this vast universe? Acts of kindness for people who are hurting. I don't know if you saw the news or if you see what's going on in LA right now with us being the largest by far city that have homeless encampments. Yeah. And that's 58,000 people every night that are homeless, including our vets who've served. What can we do?
I think that it's always really good to try to find some sort of way to volunteer or be of service to something that is specific for you.
Okay.
Right? So it could be military families or it could be at your church or something like that. But I'll get really simplistic with it.
Okay.
I feel like when you're in your car, let the person go in front of you.
Thank you.
Let them merge. Let them turn. It's little. It's the little acts throughout the day that will build, and it really is a pay it forward, right? Mm-hmm. If you're at Starbucks, go ahead and get the guy's coffee behind you.
I do that.
Or something. I do that too, and I, you know what? And I am the winner in that.
I know,
deal.
Right? I'm the benefactor.
I love it.
Yeah, and I'll tell them, don't say anything.
Yeah. Or you know, if you are, because we're always in our car out here, if somebody does speed up and cut you off, you just. You bless them and let them happily let them in.
Okay.
You let them in. Okay. If they're going to be the person that waits to merge, to zoom up to the very end, you know what, buddy? Go on in.
With
grace, I will let you in. Because whatever you do onto others, you do onto yourself.
You better believe it.
So find a way. If it's in your car, if it's donating a huge check, there's a lot in between there that you can do to be kind to others. Be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
You can help others by being kind to yourself. Absolutely. We beat ourselves up too much.
Wow.
Yeah.
You heard it. That is our show. And I could stay in this woman's presence for a long time.
Too.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for betting on yourself. Aww. Thank you for the plan of action that you took. Thank you for every tear that you cried and you didn't give up. Thank you that when the phone didn't ring and you were still standing saying, but I'm going to do this. Thank you for showing us that, you know what? We really are connected to one another, and each one of us really do matter. So be good to yourself, my VIPs. Thank you so very much for joining us today. I do love you. I don't think I've said that enough. Please know that. And I am truly grateful, because as soon as you get your mindset and that you're going to do what it is that you're supposed to do in this earth, you're going to have me a little closer than what I'm supposed to be doing. So I need you. Join me every Wednesday at 2 p.m. on LA Talk, the Dr. Tanji Show. Don't forget, send me messages or DMs or whatever that looks like. And join me on Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Talk to Tanji. Thank you so very much. And I'll talk to you soon. And thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
And that's our show.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.